got like Bob Barker holding this little tiny microphone.
Come on down.
$200.
$1.
$201.
Actual retail price. This is the worst thing we've ever done on the show.
Good thing I was recording it. All right, well, howdy, howdy, everybody. Welcome to episode 24 of the Nintendo Oki podcast for Monday, June the 7th, 2010. I'm your host, Tony, and joining me tonight from the complete other side of the state, we've got Shelby.
Hello, once again.
Will.
Hello.
Don't eat the microphone. And Peter.
I'm not in Duncan.
You're not?
No, I came back to Tulsa.
Oh, you should have brought them with you.
I played golf today, and we played pretty good.
I played golf today, too. I bet it was a completely different kind, though.
They're both golf.
We do have more people in Duncan.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say, and joining us tonight, because they're sitting in his living room, I guess, we've got Derek.
We're actually in the dining room right now.
Oh, sorry.
It's so, one big room. What's the problem?
And Derek is actually related to Tony.
He is.
Well, they both have, you have the same last name.
We must have the same grandparents or something. I don't know.
We'll have to trace back that family tree, maybe.
Well, I can trace mine back to about the 1400s. So I bet he's probably on there somewhere.
Came in prepared, didn't you?
I did. And before we get started...
Was your father Columbus?
No, he was not. I'm pretty sure I'm not related to him.
Columbus Miller?
That's right. That was his actual last name. He went by Christopher Columbus, though, because it sounded cooler.
That's right. Columbus is his last name.
Oh, but before we get started, I just want to let you guys know, you've probably seen on the site in the last couple of days, there's a new name that's popped up. His name is Scott Mullins. He's a new member of the staff. He is going to be taking over some of the news editing responsibilities for us. So you're going to be seeing his name pop up a lot more often, I would imagine. I hope. That way it takes some of the pressure off of me to make sure we keep the site going every day.
Are you related to him too?
I am not. That's different than Miller.
It's pretty close.
It is close.
He's closer than Columbus.
He is from North Carolina, where I was born. So
yeah, all falling into place.
He's the first Nintendo Oki member who's not from Oklahoma.
Yeah, nobody's perfect.
Well, yeah.
Is there not a Nintendo in North Carolina?
No, I don't think so. I might be wrong, though. We'll have to do some research on that. So we got to. Quite a bit of news to talk about today, and then we're going to do a little bit of a recap of the last couple of E3s before, because we're just a couple weeks out from E3 2010. We're going to take a look at what kind of people thought went wrong with E3 08, and then kind of what they did right the next year with E3 09, and then next week, we're going to talk about what we think is going to happen for E3 2010. So let's find out what we've been playing in the last week, shall we? Been playing this week since Derek, you're the guest on the show this week. Why don't you tell us what you've been playing for the last week?
Well, I'm actually working on Phantasy Star Online for the GameCube.
Yeah.
And I borrowed it from a friend and haven't given it back for like a couple months.
It's the best way to do it.
I'm tempted to steal the game because I've been looking for the GameCube copy of that for a while. So, you know, keep that a secret.
Me too.
Yeah, make sure you hide that from him before you go to bed tonight.
Oh, trust me. I'll search his bag before he leaves.
Oh, well, have you been playing anything else?
Ultimate Alliance a little bit.
You can't play that with Shelby, though. Oh, okay. You can't play the first one with Shelby.
He's talking specifically about the Wii version, yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, can't play the 360 version with me because he doesn't have the... Oh, God, don't get me started.
Yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. All right, so Shelby, what have you been playing this week?
Nothing!
I've never heard of that game.
I played Mancala on my iPhone a little bit yesterday, but other than that, I have not turned on any of my systems.
It's going to make for a very boring segment.
What about other people's systems?
Yeah, you haven't turned your own on, but you have turned. Have you turned, you know, Derek's on?
I did turn Will's 360 on. But yeah, we played Beatles Rock Band last night. I totally forgot about that.
There you go. All right, Will, what have you been playing this week?
Beatles Rock Band and Red Dead Redemption again.
Have you?
From the audience, please.
In Red Dead Redemption. You're this cowboy, but I'm so sure you know this already. I'm trying to think of something funny I did. We watched a YouTube video, if you can find it, of a whole bunch of Red Dead Redemption glitches with where they accidentally have the people in the game, the humans, and for some reason they're taking the place of animals in the glitches. There's a bird. But it looks like a human, and so it looks like a human's flying around.
Okay.
Flapping his arms. And then there's a deer over here, but the human model is in its place for some reason, and so it's a human running on all fours. And there was a human horse that the guy rode, and the best one of all, there was an actual human, and his part was being played by a wolf.
I'm going to have to find this video.
That part had cutscenes. It was part of a cutscene type thing.
If you just type in Red Dead Glitch Compilation, you'll find the exact video we're talking about. There's a lot of them out there. That combines like 7 or 8 of the best ones that are out there.
Alrighty.
So buy Red Dead Redemption solely on the glitches. That's the best reason to buy that game.
Alright. Peter, have you been playing anything this week?
I played 2 of the hardest racing games I've ever played. Well, no, 3, I guess. But I'm not going to talk about one of them right now. The 2 that I bought last week at Vintage, Sonic Riders and Wave Race Blue Storm, both for the GameCube. I played Sonic Riders first. I played like 3 different levels. I got, there's 7 or 8, I think there's 8 racers at a time. I got 7th one, and I got 8th the next time. And I thought I was getting better. No, I was just getting worse. And so I tried to move to a different game, Wave Race Blue Storm, which it found to be, you know, very similar to the 64 version of Wave Race. Same kind of controls. It even has some of the same levels. Dolphin Park is where you practice, things like that. But I barely got through the first mode, and I lost on the second race of hard mode. And if you don't place, you fail. So you got to start all over again. But that was fun. Then the other game I got, and I played, SNK Arcade Classics Volume 1. It's on the Wii. It's got 16 real games on it. I played 2 of them, both sports games, because that's what I play. First one is Baseball Stars 2, and it's really fun. All kinds of guys from different countries that are, you know, really well-drawn, and it's really fun to play. And you can get in fights. I hadn't gotten one yet because I haven't figured out how to do that, but that's going to be fun. And the other game I play is NEO Turf Masters. It's a golf game. It's got 4 different courses. I think they're all unlocked as soon as you start playing, and all the guys are unlocked too. So you pick anybody, you can play anywhere. And it's pretty neat, especially for just that generation of golf game. I like the cut images where it's got a guy going, yeah, and in the background, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It goes to the next hole, and then you make a bogey. But, yeah, I played like 3 or 4 rounds of that because I kept having fun playing that. And that was all the other day. Played Beatles Rock Band over in Duncan, and Also played some more Mario Galaxy 2. Not completely done, but I did beat Bowser, and that was fun. And yeah, still working on the stars.
Now, what'd you think of that last Bowser fight?
It was pretty cool. I'm trying to remember it now because I stayed up way too late last night. I like the very end of it, actually.
Yeah,
I just like how you fight, but I like how you're like flying through space,
mm-hmm.
and just fighting him the way you were. But I knew it wasn't over. I knew it couldn't end the way you originally. It looks like you beat him, and then you go to a new fight. But I knew it, I didn't know what to expect, and that kind of threw me for a loop at first. But it was really fun. I liked that part, especially right at the end.
Yeah, the first half of that fight was way too easy, and they did that whole twist like they did with New Super Mario Brothers, where you have to fight him a second time.
Mm-hmm.
And it uses the same basic mechanics, but you're flying towards the screen. I'm not going to do a whole tell you a whole lot about it if you haven't played it yet, but I think it's probably the best Bowser fight I've ever had.
It's to me, it reminds me. Shelby's probably played it for sure. Never mind, not probably for sure. I guess it may be the second boss fight on Metroid Prime 3 when you fight Ridley. And you're falling through that tunnel, and in one part you're actually falling towards the screen, but then you get on the other side of Ridley and you're falling in front of Ridley, and you're falling instead of towards the screen, you're falling towards yourself. So I guess the way Mario Galaxy would be the way I'm talking about it, the way I mean, and you fight that way, and that's kind of what it reminded me of, and that was actually a really cool fight when I first did it on that game. So this one was really cool, just seeing Mario hop from comet to comet while he's falling away from Bowser. That was pretty cool. Meteor comet. I don't know my planets.
What have you been playing, Tony?
Well, let's see. I played a little bit more Prince of Persia. I'm just going to keep going back to that game every so often. I unlocked the... I guess it's supposed to be the Super Nintendo version of the original Prince of Persia, and I don't like it.
So you're playing the Wii version then?
Yes. Yeah, I haven't gotten the 360 or the PS3 version.
Well, I remember you talking about the DS version, so I wanted to make sure.
I've been playing the Wii version. I talked a little bit about it last week. The DS version I will probably never go back to. I did not like it at all. It was way too easy.
Hit A to run up the wall.
And it's drag your stylus to run along the wall, and drag your stylus to jump, and it's doing everything for you. So, but the Wii version is way better. It's 10 times better. And I can't compare it to the 360 or the PS3 versions, but it's a completely different version of the game, and I'm really, really enjoying it a lot. I've also been playing. I played a little bit of Backyard Sports Sandlot Sluggers. It's a kids' baseball game. If your kids like baseball, they'll probably like this. This is the first one though that I have played in a while that doesn't have any professional baseball players in it.
Who does it have? Like Shorty and Skippy.
It's just got random kids, from every ethnicity you can think of. Boys, girls, it doesn't matter.
Is it like Dusty Diamond's All-Star Softball where sometimes they have brooms to hit with or
no,
spike clubs?
No, but you have power-ups so you can throw things like a booger ball and when you do that, you throw a pitch and it makes this giant snot appear all over the screen so the batter can't see.
Yeah.
If you're the batter, you can make the ball explode when it touches one of the fielders, or you can make it you can make it encase them in a block of ice so that you're pretty much guaranteed a hit. So it's just goofy things like that, and you're playing in a cul-de-sac, or you're playing on a rooftop, or you're playing in a construction zone, which you should not do. But so
playing near an electrical fence.
It's definitely not a very deep baseball experience. It's pretty much a straight, arcade. You're going to score either a whole lot of runs or not very many, depending on, how good you're pitching. I played a little bit of Zombie Panic in Wonderland this week, which it is a very bizarre. It's you start off the game playing as this character named Momotaro. It's an anime style shooter where you stand at the bottom edge of the screen and wave after wave of zombies just keeps coming in at you. and it's a, you know, third person shooter style thing, but you can't move out of this little area that you're in. And you'll along the way you'll meet characters from children's stories like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, or I've met Snow White now. And they'll join you, and they'll pick up a machine gun or a flamethrower, and they'll start mowing down zombies.
What? So, Dorothy?
Yes.
Well, I must kick back to Kansas, but first, let me have the Susie so I can kill zombies right now.
Yes, and one of the boss fights that you you fight after you've met Dorothy is the Tin Man. And, you know,
what kind of impression was that supposed to be, Will? I'm sorry, Tony. I can't let that go.
Wait, did you just say you fight the Tin Man?
Yes. Yeah, he's like 30 feet tall, and he's angry. What? And he's throwing tree trunks at you and chopping trees in pieces with his axe and throwing those at you.
Are those the trees with the angry faces from the movie?
No, I didn't see any faces on them. They're just, you know, gnarled, mangled old trees. And they the trees regenerate. So he'll chop one down, and a few minutes later, it'll be back up so he can throw it at you again. So, I mean, it's a...
The Cowardly Lion has a reason to be scared now.
I haven't seen the Cowardly Lion. So, but it's just, it's a fun, quirky little zombie shooter game. If you like, you know, just shooting zombies for hours at a time, you'll enjoy the game. It's fun, it's cute, it's clever.
Plants vs. Zombies.
I don't know if you heard that. That was Becca. She one of her favorite games is apparently Plants vs. Zombies. And some of the zombies you have to fight are like you're out in front of this castle, and like zombies dressed up like Robin Hood pop up out of the ground and start shooting arrows at you.
You mean Zombie Hood?
Yes. Don't be a menace while shooting your zombies in the hood.
Word.
All the zombies kind of are the same. They're just this gray skinned, you know, crazy scraggly white hair.
So it could be Kevin Costner, or it could be Russell Crowe.
It could be, yes. And they're also fighting sumo zombies.
Sumo zombies?
Yes.
What children's book is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's some Japanese children's book that I've never read. I don't know.
You remember the lollipop zombies from The Wizard of Oz?
That's right. They were short little
sumo dancers.
You fight ninja zombies. It's a fun game. I think you should check it out. At least watch a video of it if you haven't seen any videos from it.
So is a ninja zombie the greatest fighting killer zombie of all time?
They are some of the hardest ones to kill. They're fast and they dodge your bullets. I mean, you know, they, you know, will do jumps and spins, and it takes a little bit of effort to kill them. They don't just shamble towards you.
Is this game as good as I Made a Game with Zombies in It?
No, it's
impossible.
Well, that's true. I like that. For a dollar, you can't go wrong with if you want to shoot zombies with that game. It's a different style of game. You know, the I Made a Game with Zombies in It is, you know, the top down twin stick shooter. This is more of a third person style shooter. Or like if you're playing did you ever play the zombie mode in World at War, the Call of Duty game?
I don't think any of us have.
Okay.
No.
Well, it's basically that you're standing in this one place and you're just defending this area from horde after horde of zombies. And you'll mow down one wave and then another wave pops up out of the ground. You've got to take care of it, and it's got a time limit. You've got like 5 or 6 minutes per level, and at the bottom of the screen, it's got a percentage of how much of the area you've cleaned of the zombies, and so you have to clean 100% of the area in 5 minutes. So, cool. But the other game that I've been playing this week is Tiger Woods PGA Tour 11. I got that in the mail yesterday, and I am playing through that game. And I will tell you right now, they've got a new difficulty. They've got two new difficulty modes. One is Advanced Plus, and then the other one is called Tour Pro. And if you're in Tour Pro, you have to be playing from a first-person perspective, which is one of the other new additions that I really like. But Tour Pro mode, you can miss the ball, which is something you've never been able to do in a Tiger Woods game before. And I noticed when I play that, I'm doing at best a bogey or a double bogey per hole. So, you know, I'm making it in, you know, one or two shots over par, which is not very good. And then I turn the difficulty down. to just the standard difficulty, and I was then, you know, I was averaging a birdie or a par every time. So it's quite a bit harder, and you know, shots that I think I'm hitting really solidly and, you know, should go 250 yards are going way off to the right, and they're only going 190 yards. So, you know, it's, and it's got all kinds of statistics that it's throwing at you, like, you know, how many degrees open or closed your club face is from center, how, you know, how many degrees off of, you know, your center line that your shot is. It's throwing all kinds of stuff at you that, you know, if you know how to read those things and you can adjust the way you're holding the Wii remote, it's going to make your shot better. And I think it might have the potential to actually make you a little bit better. You know, if you, it might make your golf swing a little bit better. One of the things that EA has recommended if you're playing in that Tour Pro mode is to actually put a golf ball down on the floor so that you have something that you can line your shot up with. And the bird likes that idea.
You know, birds love golf, Tony. It's a little known fact. Those wings are good for gripping sticks, and their hips swivel, kind of, so they got a natural fluid motion for golfing.
There you go.
I just made all that up.
It sounded plausible, though.
In each area of the podcast location, whatever I'm trying to say, there's a different animal that could possibly make noise. This could be the greatest show of all time. If there's a perfect cat and a dog all talking to each other at once. We'll just give them the mics.
So, you know, it's this version of Tiger Woods, as far as the actual golf itself outside of these new modes, is pretty much the same. If you liked last year's version of the game, which you know, it has been the most realistic version of golf to date, you're going to like this one, especially if you thought maybe after a while the difficulty wasn't that great and you were always, you know, shooting, you know, 10 or 15 shots under par every round. Turn on Tour Pro mode and you're going to be humbled, I think, very quickly. Because I was pretty good last year and I stink now. I think after the first 9 holes of a round, I was 17 over par for the first round that I played.
You're just out of practice.
Well, you know, and my hips hurt right now. So
it hasn't been golfing season in most of the country. So.
That's true. and I'm, you know, swiveling my hips and my back, and it's my back and my hips do not like me right now after playing this game for about 4 hours.
You need bird-like posture.
I do. So it's got 5 new courses this year that weren't on the game last year. I don't remember exactly which ones those were. Celtic Manor, Whistling Straits, Liberty National, Greenbrier, and Predator, which is a fantasy course, which is just insanely difficult. And I don't know if you know, I know, Peter, you're pretty up with golf. I don't know if you know any of those courses.
I know a few of them. I know Whistling Straits. I think I knew the one after that. And which one?
Liberty National.
I think I've heard of that one. They play that one. I know they play Whistling Straits a lot, but I don't think it's like a regular stop or nothing. The last one, Predator. Is it like in the Amazon?
It's a fantasy course that's been in Tiger Woods before. I think 06 or 07 maybe.
I know that there's a Predator on the 04.
Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, there's like 03 or 04. They added a new fantasy course every year from 03 to 06 or 07. Because I know that 07 has like Central Park has a course. But I remember Predator being like on 0-0-4. It is pretty fun, but it is hard. Like you hit it in a spot you think is going to be free and open, and all of a sudden you hit a tree and it falls out of the air into the ground and you're out of bounds.
Yeah, and you know, this is the first time that Tiger Woods has not been alone on the cover.
Yes,
I remember. Rory McIlroy, I think, is the guy's name that's on the cover now, and it's all as a thing to kind of hype up their new Ryder Cup mode, which they have in the game. I haven't had a chance to mess around with it yet. I've been trying to actually, you know, get good at the game before I try going in with the Ryder Cup. So, but you can pick to play as either the Americans or, you know, the rest of the world and see which, you know, golf team is the better team. You know, is the United States the best golf team in the world, or is the rest of the world better than the United States? So I'm going to mess around with that some more this week. I'll be able to talk about that a little more next week to find out exactly what it's like. I did get a chance to play online today for a little bit. And when we turned on. I was playing with Link6694 from the site. We turned it on, and the player count for the entire world was 3. There were 3 people in the entire world playing this game.
And you were 2 of them.
And we were 2 of them.
So it was you, Link, and Tiger Woods himself.
It might have been. I don't know. Maybe he was practicing for, you know, his upcoming round. I don't know.
Coming up, yeah.
Peter. It was Peter.
You know, I want to say something, Tony. I made a mistake a few weeks ago when I said that McElroy wouldn't be the person I would put on the cover.
Yeah.
Because, like, 2 weeks ago, he won the Players' Championship and shot a 62 in the final round and set, like, a new course record and everything else. And he's, like, the youngest person to shoot that score in I don't know how many years.
So I guess he's pretty good.
I admit my mistake, but I still say they got the wrong guy on the cover. And I also will say that the U.S. is not better and international team is not better. It is Oklahoma State hopefully winning on Sunday against Augusta State for the national championship.
There you go. Go OSU. There are 4 new golfers in the game this year. There's 3 guys and 1 girl, Suzanne Peterson. I don't, you know, these are names that I don't recognize.
Real.
I know they're real. Danny Lee, Stephen Ames, and Boo Weekly are the new golfers that are in the game this year.
Bill Murray.
No, he has not been in the game yet. So.
Or Alice Cooper. He plays golf too.
No, not in the game. Or Michael Jordan. He's not in the game.
I was saying Boo Weekly.
So, yeah, but that's what I've been playing this week. Once I get a chance to get in and play a little bit more, I'll be able to tell you exactly what this new version of Tiger Woods is like. But so far, I'm really liking it.
So get out there and learn how to play golf.
I am going to get out there and learn how to play golf. So, but that's it for that. And we'll move on to the news.
News.
News time. Guitar Hero. You guys going to play Guitar Hero 6?
Yeah, no.
No? It has been officially announced this week. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock. Activision finally let the cat out of the bag and told everybody that, yes, Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock is coming.
That cat really hasn't been in the bag for a while now.
For about 3 years. I think since Guitar Hero 3, we knew Guitar Hero 6 was coming.
So, Warriors of Rock, really? Not Cats of Rock? Or
no. No, there's a new quest mode in the game. It's got an actual single... It's got a single-player story narrated by Gene Simmons.
Of Rock?
Yes, Gene Simmons of Rock. That's his full name. And in this quest mode, the single-player Guitar Hero mode, you are trying to take down the Beast to save rock and roll with the help of the demigod, who I assume is Gene Simmons.
Of Rock?
Yes. And you'll be able to enlist former Guitar Hero characters, you know, all the people that you've seen in every Guitar Hero game before, and they'll be able to join your rock army and help take down the Beast. So,
your rock army of rock?
Yes, your rock army of rock. And
now, you say there's going to be celebrities and stuff in this, but the celebrities aren't actually going to be singing songs, right? Because Activision got in that whole tussle with the whole Kurt Cobain deal last time, right?
I've heard something like that. I don't know you might not be able to use them as playable characters, but maybe singing their own songs. I don't know for sure.
But that's the best part about Guitar Hero, when Kurt Cobain raps, you know? That's awesome.
I remember that.
When Kurt Cobain sings Burning Ring of Fire?
Yes. there have been something like 35 songs. There are going to be 90 songs in the entire game, and they've released 35 of them, I think. Things like...
Good songs.
Actually, most of these I don't care for. Let's see. I'll tell you the list. It's Dancing Through Sunday by AFI, Bat Country by Avenged Sevenfold, Children of the Grave by Black Sabbath, What Do I Get by the Buzzcocks. Yeah, that's what I said. If You Want Peace, Prepare for War by Children of Bodom or Bottom. Fascination Street by The Cure. The live version of Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard.
Okay.
Bloodlines by Deathcock. Death Clock, sorry.
wow. Keep it PG.
Deathclock, they're on a TV show.
You were asking last week or the week before that, Will, if Dragon Force was going to be in the game.
Yeah.
And they are. Fury of the Storm by Dragon Force. Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Okay.
That's one Bodies. Song that I actually like. Bodies by Drowning Pool.
Right now, Bodies in Backcountry, so far out of the ones you read, I can get on Rock Band. I already actually have them on Rock Band for download. So.
No Way Back by the Foo Fighters. Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner. Been Caught Stealing by Jane's Addiction. Love Gun by Kiss.
Love Gun?
Yes.
Love Gun.
Out of every Kiss song in the world, Love Gun?
They couldn't put Dr. Love or...
Beachy, right?
Sudden Death by Megadeth, which is actually a song that was written specifically for this game.
That means it's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. The live version of Paranoid by Metallica and Ozzy Osbourne.
Wait, what?
What?
That's what it says.
Is this going to be like Metallica's version of... Bob Singer's Turn the Page?
It very well might be.
Great.
Yeah, is Ozzy trying to make Metallica not suck anymore?
That could be it, too. Uprising by Muse. I'm Not Okay, I Promise by My Chemical Romance. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Finally!
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I'm actually interested in. Wademan's Heil by Rammstein. Rammstein. Either. Rammstein, yeah, whichever.
German heavy metal band, awesome.
The Stray Cat Blues by the Rolling Stones. There's No Secrets This Year by Silver Sun Pickups. Chemical Warfare by Slayer. And the live version of Sharp Dressed Man by ZZ Top.
So, why are they releasing these random songs by good bands when they still haven't released their best songs?
You got me. I don't know.
But they can get the random songs cheaper than they can get the good ones.
That's true. But so far, that lineup of songs does not impress me at all.
I noticed they have a lot of live songs.
Yeah. There are three or four of them in there.
Is that just coincidence? And Sharp Dressed Man was in the original Guitar Hero, wasn't it?
I think that's been in there before. Something by ZZ Top has been in there.
I remember Sharp Dressed Man. I thought it was in the very first Guitar Hero.
It might have been.
There's a ZZ Top song, but I don't remember which one it is. But
there's another ZZ Top one in Guitar Hero 3, but that's LaGrange. So
yeah.
At least they've got ZZ Top. I'll give them credit for that. But
In that list you read off, there's a lot of new, alternate rock bands in there, I've noticed.
Yeah, they're going...
Alternative rock, that's what it's called.
It looks like they're going more towards that, towards the heavy metal style of music and theme in the game, and that's, I just don't care at all about that.
I said alternative rock, not heavy metal.
Yeah, but the storyline is pretty much straight out of any heavy metal, you know...
Shelby, I really think you mean alternate suck.
I think EVE6 is classified as alternative rock, so I will not have you bash EVE6.
Is Dragon Force alt rock?
No, Dragon Force is intense rock.
Insane rock.
Dragon Force is, hey, we wrote this really awesome song one time. Why don't we just write new lyrics to our same song 10 times and put it on the record?
There you
10
go.
10 times in a row.
And people in that same
and
line.
I bought that record. That's what you do when your music doesn't have any rests in it. It all sounds the same.
Yeah. There have been some details released now for Wii Party. There's three mini games that they've talked about.
Yeah,
there are going to be more than 80 mini games in total in the game. There are three that they've kind of talked about. One is called Wan Wan Karuta. In this one, the Wii remote for each of the players plays a different background sound, and you have to match the sound coming out of your Wii remote with pictures of animals that are on the screen.
Wait. So if there's a bunch of pictures on the screen, you go, hey. You're like, I don't know, is that the giraffe or the rhino?
I imagine it's probably going to be some more noticeable animal sounds, like a cow or a horse or a pig.
Like, on the screen, there's a rainbow trout and a tuna fish and a shark and a crab, and it goes
blub.
What if there's an Arctic tern?
Backstreet Boys.
The other one, the one that out of these three that I'm most interested in is called Remote Control Hide and Seek. And this is a game they should just make like the remote controls have all the time. You hide the Wii remote somewhere in your room, and all the other players have to search for it by listening to the sound coming out of the Wii remote speaker.
It sounds like a devious plot to get people to lose Wiimotes.
I'm sorry, gotta buy a new one.
What if you hide it in the best place possible, then you forget, and then your Wiimote runs out of batteries?
Runs out of batteries. I think that might happen to some people. I don't know. And then the third one is called Sensitive Bomb.
What?
Sure.
You hold the Wii remote like a bomb, and you try to hand it off to other players without shaking it. So if you're the one that causes
the TV.
If you're the one that causes the Wii remote to shake, I guess it explodes. And then you're dead. No, I don't think for real.
Is there a certain way that you hold the bomb mote?
I would assume it's just, you know, hold it flat and try to keep it still. It kind of makes me wonder if maybe that might imply there's maybe going to be some motion plus going on with the game. Maybe to get that just a little bit of extra sensitivity in the Wii remote.
Does this game come with a Wiimote?
There are going to be bundles that I think have the Wii remote with them. Much like,
there
you know,
go. This is going to be a bestseller forever.
It'll be Wii Play 2. So,
is it replacing Mario Party?
I don't know. I would imagine not, but you know, you never know with Nintendo. It could, because it's been a long time since Mario Party 8, and those were coming out pretty frequently. It's been, I think, 3 years now since Mario Party 8 came out.
Son of a gun, Nintendo! Why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. One thing that happens at Nintendo, if you get a job there, you stay there for a very long time. This is a quote from Mr. Miyamoto in Edge.
It's called a prison, Tony.
This is a quote from Mr. Miyamoto in Edge magazine. He said, "For many years now, at one point, I've been in charge of, you know, between 500 and 1,000 people, but quite a few of them have been working with me for nearly 30 years, and it's not uncommon at all for people to stay at Nintendo for 10 or 20 years, and yet they're still looked upon as the young developers in the company. Nintendo's an unusual company, I guess." So,
there a healthcare plan?
It might be. Or maybe once you're there, you're chained to a desk for life. I don't know.
If you don't work at Nintendo, you can't see Dr. Mario, so, you know.
Yeah, it just kind of begs the question, though, if those people have been there for 20 or 30 years, that's pretty much the entire lifespan so far of Nintendo, and that means the same people have been making these games. So once all these people retire, is that going to mean a dip in quality for Nintendo? Is it going to mean the end of some of this creativity we've seen? Or is it just time for them to move on and new people that are just as creative are going to show up and take their place?
What it means is they need to hurry the heck up and fire somebody because I'm trying to get a job there.
You're going to move to Japan?
Leave.
There's a Nintendo.
If I move to Japan, I will try to get a job at Nintendo.
Okay. If you get a job at Nintendo, let me know.
And then I will apply for the either writing games department, writing the storylines to games, or just game testing Mario parties only. Yes.
Yep. No, make us Mario Party 9, please.
Yeah, no, if you actually come up with a storyline for games, that would be the scariest game of all time.
That's quite possible as well.
It needs to be something like Will's Dreams.
We talked about that last week.
I know. That's why it would be, like Derek said, the scariest game of all time.
Luigi's Mansion 2. Resident Evil.
Resident Evil Mansion. With Luigi.
Luigi, who are you?
Songer.
Why are you eating my arm?
Okay.
Your Luigi sounds suspiciously a lot like your Alice in Wonderland impression or whatever that was earlier.
Oh, if you've got $30 and you're willing to wait for stuff to come from Japan, you can order one of the new Mario Kart toys that are coming out. And these things are really cool. We posted about them on the site, but they actually have power-ups that you can use.
You know, they would be cool if one of them was Daisy.
Well, yeah.
But they're not, so I don't care.
There are 5 racers to choose from in this first set. It's Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Wario, and Yoshi. And each of the carts has a little infrared sensor on the back, and you can use every once in a while you'll randomly get one of these power-ups that either a banana, a star, a mushroom, a turtle shell, or a lightning bolt, and you can shoot that at enemies, and it will do the appropriate action that you would expect from, you know, like in the game. So, you know, you can cause players to spin out, or the mushroom will make you go faster for just a little bit. They look really cool.
So with the lightning bolt, they're going to shrink?
I don't guess they'll really shrink. It'll just make them, you know, slow down and stop for a minute. So, because I don't think you can actually shoot lightning at these toys.
So you set these power-ups in front of them, and they run into them and actually do things?
It's something to that effect. I don't know if it's randomly just given to you every once in a while or if there's actually something that you have to run over with the car. But yes, the power-ups do work, and they do work like you would expect them to work.
Are they like remote-controlled cars?
Yes.
Well, then we need 5 of them, and we need to have a race.
And, Shelby, you can paint one up to look kind of like Daisy.
I would if there was a peach, but there's not even a peach that I can color change.
Well, maybe in the second set, if they do a second set. It'll be the girls of Mario Kart.
The Yoshi Kart.
There you go.
Hey, no, none of that.
If you played the Conduit and you played online and you had some favorite maps that you played on that game, you have the opportunity to vote on those maps, and 2 of them will be making a return in Conduit 2. You can go on to Sega's websites. I will post a link in the show notes because it's kind of long. But there are 7 maps that you can choose from. The 2 that get the most votes will be multiplayer maps in Conduit 2. My favorite was the one just out in the open street with all the buildings around the edges. That's the one that I would vote for.
No. Blood Gulch.
What is that one?
The Conduit. Will just happens to be naming multiplayer maps from games that are not the Conduits.
Walk on top of the rail.
Baby Park.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I think everybody here would vote for Baby Park.
No doubt about that.
So much better than Rainbow.
And speaking of Sega, they are looking into putting one-time codes in their games to help combat used game sales. This is a quick little quote from Sega West president Mike Hayes. He says, "It's a very clever idea, and it's something we're certainly taking a look at."
Why don't they let us buy used?
They don't want you to buy used because they don't get the money.
I don't care. I don't care about what they want. I want to pay a cheap price. I'm cheap. If they lower the price for the real games, I'll buy those if they're like $15 brand new. But they won't, so I'm going to buy $15 used. Take that, you wear hogs.
So, I wonder what kind of stuff would Sega put in a game like that? I don't know. I guess maybe something for, you know, games like Bayonetta or whatever.
For every dollar you add, they add another Sonic character that somebody just made up.
It would not surprise me. You guys have all played GoldenEye, I know. That's not one that I played very much, but I know you guys, I think, played a ton of it in the past.
Only for like 20 years of my life.
Oh, well, there's possibly a GoldenEye remake in the works. It's being done by Activision. Development is being split between Eurocom and InSpace, and I think Activision is a part of this in some way. It's going to be for the Wii and the DS. It's supposedly going to be out this November.
What? Already?
Yeah, and it looks like it may be a remake of the Nintendo 64 title. So, one thing we we do know about the game is that Rare is not involved in this project at all.
And will Will be able to use his proximity mines to blow me up when I spawn?
If it happened in the first game, it'll probably happen in this one.
Is Facility in it?
It might be.
I'm going to make a 50-foot chain of proximity mines, or remote mines, attached to the wall and put them on top of a grenade launcher attached to Derek.
That sounds like a way more complicated than you should be trying to do.
It didn't really take that long, honestly.
I like when I put on invincible cheat, and then I go to multiplayer.
That's not fair at all.
It does work, and after about 10 minutes, everybody is the same color. Red, because they're bleeding to death, and yet they're not dying at all.
Oh, I can imagine that would be a very interesting game. One, you should never do drugs. You know that?
Yeah.
No.
Don't do drugs. Police in Helsinki, Finland seized $3.5 million in drugs this past week. And you're probably wondering what this has to do with video games, because
I was getting ready to ask that exact question.
I wasn't. Yeah.
The drugs, they are, it's a designer drug called Bromo Dragonfly. It's some kind of acid type drug, I think.
What the heck is a designer drug?
Well, hold on. All the drugs have Mario on them.
What?
And that's,
are you sure you're not talking about Flintstones vitamins?
No, I am not talking about Flint. I am talking about illegal substances that make you see purple dinosaurs in your kitchen.
Oh.
Barney?
Yay.
Yes, Barney. So, but the drugs, if you have seen them on the internet, it's like, it looks like a sheet of stamps that are all with Mario pasted on them. And so that's that is the video game connection to this drug story.
So
okay, well, so kids, don't do Mario drugs.
Don't do Mario drugs. Yeah.
If you see candy with Mario on it, don't do it, because it might be a drug.
But you know, if you're making a drug that's supposed to be, you know, affiliated with Mario in some way, wouldn't you make it a mushroom-style drug? Wouldn't that make...
Too obvious.
It would seem to make more sense, though. But, you know, I don't do drugs, so...
Get more dollars.
Steven Totillo, he's from Kotaku. Every month he posts lists of the most played Wii games, and this past month, the number one game that's been played so far, and this is in total number of hours per player... The average playtime for Super Smash Bros. Brawl, which is number one on the list, is 76 hours and 5 minutes. And then it goes down, things like Animal Crossing, people have been playing for 70 hours. Guitar Hero 3 for 57 hours. And then you get down to number 7, Call of Duty World at War, people have been playing for 50 hours. Then Rock Band 2 at number 9 for 47. Twilight Princess for 47 hours.
Just an average amount of time per week.
This is just per player over the life that they've been playing.
So since the game's been out?
Yes.
All right, kind of weird statistic. Okay.
People have been playing Lego Star Wars on average 45 hours in total. That was number 11. Wii Sports is down at number 17 at 37 hours. Mario Kart Wii was 16, just ahead of that, at 38 hours. And then number 20 on the list was WWE SmackDown vs. Raw 2009 with 34 hours. So it kind of gives you an idea of how long people are playing some of these games. You know, things like New Super Mario Brothers or even the first Super Mario Galaxy did not appear on this list. So,
well, like 70 hours, it doesn't seem very long. That's just 3 real days. But if you play a game every night and you only have a couple hours, 70 hours is you... And if you only play 2 hours, that's like you played for 30 days at least. So it actually is pretty long, because I don't hardly ever play a game 30 different times unless there's a lot to it. If it's like just a game with a single storyline, single player, and it only takes 10 hours to beat, I'm not going to log 80 hours.
Yeah, and then I can see games like New Super Mario Brothers not being on the list. I may have booted it up 30 or 35 times, but I'm only playing for 15 minutes or 20 minutes or 30 minutes at a time. So it's not getting large chunks of playtime, but it's going to be one of those that, you know, I'm still playing 2 years later, you know, in 15-minute increments, you know, a level or two at a time.
Plus, a lot of people have different games, so they might have 30 hours on one game, but they might have 30 hours on another and, like, 10 others. So they might have, like, 300 or 400 hours over a couple of years.
Yeah.
Actually.
So it's
just like me and have like 230 hours in Borderlands.
And then it all gets deleted and you have to do it all over again.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got like 500 hours.
Nah, the 230 is kind of both playthroughs.
Oh, well, there you go. The new version of the NBA 2K game, NBA 2K11, I guess, is going to have Michael Jordan on the cover.
Is he back? Is he back?
He is not back playing basketball, no. No.
Baseball?
No. That would be kind of weird to have a baseball player on the cover of a basketball game.
Oh, man! Oh, God! Oh, me!
So.
That's quite possibly the meanest thing I've ever heard you say. Well, no, that's the whole cancer thing.
But he sucks at baseball.
Well, that's
Michael
light.
Jordan, I'm sorry, but you do suck at baseball.
He needed help to strike out.
Please
in
do not sue me.
In the movie, he needed help to strike out.
Freedom of speech. Is that right, Derek?
Sure.
You work in a newspaper.
I know.
You're not a lawyer.
We took that class at school.
Right. I mean, you are entitled to your own opinion.
This is media and media law, and I took that class twice, so I should know.
Yeah. See? So why are you asking me?
The first time I took it, in the first class, one of our friends was sitting on the other side, Derek, and he was stomping the whole time for the whole hour. He just kept stomping for some reason. And the teacher said, if that stomping doesn't quit, I'm going to go ape-ass on somebody. Sorry.
Our last little...
This was the first day of class.
Our last little bit of news we've got to talk about. There's going to be a new season of Pokemon on Cartoon Network.
Hey.
No!
So... And here's a little bit of the description. It says, in the upcoming episodes, Ash, Dawn, and Brock are nearing the end of their journey across the Sinnoh region and must prepare to face its final challenges. Team Galactic has been vanquished, allowing Ash to focus on training to battle for the 8th gym badge he needs to qualify for the Sinnoh League. Meanwhile, Dawn attempts to win the final contest ribbon, which will allow her to participate in the Grand Festival. As the action heats up, our heroes must turn to freshly evolved or newly captured Pokemon for all the help they can deliver.
Of course, because why would you want to use your powered up and strong Pokemon? Because Ash always gives his best Pokemon away.
Well?
They can't end the show like that. He's got to go back to the original league, the Indigo League, and win. That's how Pokemon should end.
Well, this is...
winning.
This is probably not going to be the last season of Pokemon. People are still watching it, I think.
Who?
Well, not me.
You do?
No.
Sorry.
I don't.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm completely crazy. No, don't take my mic.
I'm taking the mic away from Will.
So are you guys going to watch this new season of Pokemon?
I never watched much Diamond and Pearl. I caught a couple episodes of it. It was all right, but I mean, nothing can be as good as first season so or Pokemon when it was the first series. That was great stuff.
I'll play the games. I won't sit down and watch the cartoon, I don't think.
So is this cartoon going to be called Pokemon Black and White?
It'll be called something like that, I would imagine. If all the seasons have been going along that same lines,
okay.
I would imagine. But, don't hold me to that.
I'm sorry, I'm going to
get to the Orange League. That's it.
If this new season isn't called Pokemon Black and White, me and Michael Jordan are going to sue you, Tony.
Okay, I'll get my lawyers prepared for that. Because I know it'll be coming.
How many lawyers do you have?
I have 7.
Really?
All on call. Yep, one for every day of the week.
I don't have the response.
Well, our response will be, let's stop talking about the news. And let's talk about E3's the past. E3. When I say the words E3 2008, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I don't know. Hold on. Was it 2008?
2008 was the one that they announced Wii Music.
Go back 1 year. Go back 1 year.
Well, I don't know anything about 2007, so I can't.
I will. In 2007, Nintendo had a contest for like a fan video. Just send in any Nintendo-related videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't win, but they showed a whole bunch of different clips from all the different videos. And in one clip on the YouTube or whatever, if you can find 2007 conference, there's a clip where Peter, dressed as Wario, hits Shelby with a baseball bat and breaks his leg. And it's on E3. Yeah, we're at the E3.
There you go. We have E3 celebrities in the house. So, but I did a write-up on the site Friday for E3 2008, and next Friday I'm going to take a look back at E3 2009. And, E3 2008 is the one that everybody said Nintendo abandoned the hardcore, and, you know, they're not going to be fans of Nintendo anymore. So, we're going to take a look back and just talk about the last couple of years. And, you know, E3 2008 started with being introduced to Cammy Dunaway. It was her first time to do one of these press conferences in her new position as the vice president of marketing, which she took over that position from Reggie in 2007 after he became the president of Nintendo of America. So, you know, she came out on the stage and demoed Shaun White snowboarding, told us, you know, about her skiing trip where she broke her arm.
Wrist.
Oh, yes, wrist. That's right. It was her wrist.
Get your facts straight, Tony. Come on.
Sorry.
Why do you know that?
Why? Because I
watched the press conference live.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
And I was sitting there going, why is Carrot Top on that balance board?
That wasn't Carrot Top. He hadn't had any plastic surgery. That was Shaun White.
Wait, what?
What?
You know, Carrot Top isn't Carrot Top anymore because he had way too much plastic surgery, but you know, Shaun White looks like Carrot Top before the plastic surgery.
Just because he's had a lot of plastic surgery doesn't mean he's not still Carrot Top. Unless he, like, physically made the top of his head an eggplant or something.
Well, you never know. So, but, you know, the one thing that Nintendo was pushing in 2008 was their, you know, expanded market. You know, they're talking about making inroads with, you know, people like women and elderly people who maybe don't play video games very much. And, you know, Mr. Iwata had talked about how Nintendo had shifted the paradigm. And they were gonna announce some of these new casual games that, you know, were going to make these people even more interested in video games. That was also... What?
Was this the year of the evil Nintendo game?
Wii Music?
Yes.
Yes, it was. It was the last thing they showed at the show.
And Robbie Drums playing the balance board.
That's right. Because that is an instrument.
His name's really Robbie Drums?
I think it's his stage name.
The name of the stage was Robbie Drums?
Yes. So, but Wii Music was not met very well with the people who were at the show, and the internet kind of exploded, said Nintendo had lost their mind.
Well, they did.
It wasn't that bad a game, was it? I've never played it. So.
The reason a lot of people didn't like that show is because Nintendo didn't come out with, like, you know, any big things. They didn't announce any sort of new games, like any sort of Nintendo games like Pikmin or Mario or anything like that. They didn't really do anything, but they just kind of came out and they kind of showed a lot of third-party stuff. And the Wii Music thing, and everybody kind of got the idea, like, Wii Music, this game looks like it's not very good. And it turns out they were right. But that's kind of, I think, why that show was such a bomb, as people say, just because they didn't really come out and do the typical thing where Nintendo just blows your socks off because they show amazing games or something like that.
Well, they did announce one Nintendo game for the hardcore market. It was Animal Crossing.
Yeah, but the thing was, when I was watching that conference, when I first saw the footage of that, I literally was sitting there thinking, why are they showing the GameCube version?
Well, like, oh, yeah.
Animal Crossing, I mean, it looks better than the GameCube version. I still love the game, but... And it's just the art style. I mean, you're not really going to change it, so it's not going to prove that much. But I did have that reaction at first.
Well, and then they also, you know, started that presentation with We Speak and the two girls sitting in their living rooms, you know, talking about whatever it was they were talking about. So it kind of, you know, was pushing more towards they were trying to get that casual market, I guess, in on the game, and they weren't focused, you know, on, you know, the guys that usually sit around playing Animal Crossing or whatever. It was, who knows?
Wait, is KK in the coffee shop tonight?
We gotta go get our songs.
It is Saturday. It's on.
Let's see. What is some other games they announced? Star Wars: The Clone Wars Lightsaber Duels. You know, people.
Yeah, but they announced they showed that game on stage right before they. That was the same year they came out with Wii Motion Plus.
Yes.
Yeah, so they showed that game on stage, not using Motion Plus, and then they announced Motion Plus.
Well, we also
got kind of a backhanded stab in the face. What does that mean? To LucasArts.
Yeah, well, because people thought maybe after they had seen that game that it was going to be that Motion Plus lightsaber game they wanted, but the timing was off, and so.
Yeah, I remember LucasArts didn't. They came out and said they didn't even know anything about Motion Plus, which is typical from Nintendo. They keep their stuff secret up until the end, but they were definitely not very happy with that situation.
We got the announcement of Call of Duty World at War with their fantastic co-op mode for Wii.
I think I played that game like 5 minutes and I didn't like it.
Really?
Take that!
I like the Call of Duty games.
I know, that's why I said take that.
Atari, the game's made by Activision.
But it was Treyarch. See?
Oh, I think you said Atari.
No.
I'm not talking to you!
Oh. We got Guitar Hero On Tour Decades. The second Guitar Hero game for the DS that allowed you to share songs with either version of the game. Their big mature push on the DS with Grand Theft Auto Chinatown Wars, which you know how well that turned out.
Was that their big Nintendo game of the year? Big DS game?
That was the big one that they announced at the show, yeah.
The thing with that is they didn't even show... All they did was show a logo and said it's coming. They didn't show any gameplay or anything like that. That was kind of a lackluster announcement.
Well, it was...
It was a cool announcement, but, I mean, they just, like... Hey, this is a game. Here's the logo. Moving on.
And then the big talk about Wii Motion Plus and Wii Sports Resort. So.
That was all cool.
That game has still proven to be fun even now. I play it all the time. You got the announcement of Tiger Woods would be using Motion Plus, and the tennis game, whichever one that was.
Virtua Tennis
and the EA
another one.
The EA Sports Tennis game.
Sports Tennis, yeah, there were two of them.
So those both used Motion Plus, and then. I don't know if Red Steel 2 was at that show or even announced at that show. I don't remember. I don't think so.
It was, but I think shortly after that we started hearing rumors that Red Steel 2 was going to be using Motion Plus.
Yeah, so that's kind of the... and then, you know, the big deal with Wii Music ending the show, which, you know, people said was just a kiddie version of Guitar Hero or whatever. And I think the thing that... killed that game was just that it was too open form and there wasn't any point to the game outside of just, you know, making these music videos with MIDI instruments. You know, it would have been cool if you had all those instruments and you had some form of an actual game.
What I don't get is Wii Music. Why didn't Nintendo like go all out and take like the Pokemon theme and all this awesome music they have in these amazing collections, just make a music game where you play those songs and not by shaking maracas and making cheerleaders go, yay, and stuff like that. Just thinking, like, make, I don't know, like a Guitar Hero or a rock band or something where you use instruments to play these awesome Nintendo songs. Even if there's not any lyrics, I mean, that would have went over well, I think.
I think you're probably right. There's tons and tons of Nintendo music that everybody knows and everybody wants to get a chance to mess around with. And
I mean, I have a blast playing the Pokemon theme on Donkey Kong, Donkey Konga. But, you know, that's the best I ever get.
Well, Smash Brawl has, like, one of the best collections of Nintendo music there is on a video game to just listen to.
That's true.
And Sonic 2, so, yeah, that's the best part. Because everybody knows Sonic 2 has the best music of all time in any game. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Dude.
What? You son of a gun.
I agree with Shelby, though. I think it would have been awesome to get to play, like, the guitar solo with the guitar from the Pokemon theme. Or just get to play the Mario theme with real instruments.
I want to be the very best.
Yeah. Like, no one ever was.
Should I go further?
I want to hear you sing the whole song, but not on the show. Darn it. So that was pretty much E3 2008. It was, you know, everybody said that Nintendo was, that was going to be the end of Nintendo, or, you know, the beginning of the end for them. And then, so, and even later on, they admitted that show wasn't very good, and, you know, they kind of lost focus a little bit, maybe. And so E3 2009 rolls around, and Cammy Dunaway comes out on the stage, and the first thing you get is New Super Mario Brothers, which is completely the opposite of what you'd seen at all in E3 2008. You know,
that was a good announcement.
You had four people out on the stage playing Mario together, which is something you'd never been able to do before. And Cammy Dunaway died the first time a Goomba walked up to her. So,
I think my biggest problem with that whole announcement is they come out and go, "Hey, New Super Mario Brothers Wii. You can play as Mario, Luigi,
and
Blue Toad, and Yellow Toad." And I'm like, why the two Toads?
Yeah, I think they dropped the ball a little bit there. One Toad would have been okay, and it would have been expected. And then, you know, even if Peach is kidnapped, you can still get the lineup from Mario 2 with Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Daisy.
Thank you, Tony. Except it should be Donkey Kong instead.
That would be interesting to see Donkey Kong in a Mario game.
Or Yoshi, where Mario is not
right. Mario's in the Donkey Kong games.
Yoshi.
Touché.
That could have been interesting as well.
No. They should make Donkey Kong Country with Mario in it.
Then it would be like Mario Thunder. Country.
No, Mario's from Donkey Kong.
Oh, well, yeah.
So it would work. Only Mario, though. Can't have nobody else. Except for maybe a hammer, yes. A hammer. Could be a character. Flaming oil barrel.
And then right after their announcement of New Super Mario Brothers, you got the announcement of Wii Fit Plus, made Wii Fit somewhat usable.
It's just the more expensive way to collect dust.
Was actually ultimately a better exercise game. It still wasn't great. I think EA Sports Active has been the best exercise game that's been released on the Wii. Yeah, and
it's only $20.
The one big addition that they made to that game was just the ability to make a list of things you wanted to do in a row so that you're not, you know, taking time and you're cooling down in between exercises to go through these menus and find what you need to do next. So, but ultimately, I would say EA Sports Active is still by far the best, if you want an exercise game, the best exercise game there is for Wii.
I think you, sir, are forgetting about Daisy Fuentes Pilates.
That's not very good, I don't think.
Well, obviously, I don't know what a Pilates is, because that sounds like a burrito or a taco or something.
Burritos and tacos sound really good right now.
Let's see.
What about Jenny McCarthy?
What about Jenny McCarthy?
Her game. Wii Fit game.
There's so many exercise games made by celebrities, especially the lady, I don't ever remember her name anymore, that's from The Biggest Loser, and she's got TV shows and video games. She's got like four Wii video games now, I think.
Julian Michael.
She's got like three Wii exercise games now.
They should make a kids exercise game for Fat Albert.
Fat
Albert actually gets skinny.
And
Julian Michaels games are Julian Michaels Fitness Ultimatum, Identity, and Supremacy, right?
Something like that.
Let's see. You got Mario and Luigi. Mario and Luigi Bowser's Inside Story was made official, and they showed some English gameplay footage for that game. They showed Golden Sun DS gameplay footage. Has that game come out yet?
No, it has not.
I didn't think so. Let's see. Then Cammy came back on the stage to talk about the DS. You got James Patterson's Women's Murder Club, Games of Passion. Cop the Recruit, which was supposed to be the GTA-style game from Nintendo.
Cop the Recruit is my favorite game.
Oh, yeah?
Will, for some reason, decided he wanted to top my British accent from a moment ago. I don't know what...
DSiWare.
Weird out.
DSiWare was shown off at the event. You got things like they showed off Flipnote Studio, which would be free whenever it was released. Donkey Kong, Mario vs. Donkey Kong Minis March Again, which was actually playable on the show floor and then was available to download the Monday after E3.
Yeah, that was cool. It was like the first DSiWare game, and it was like available in 2 days.
And that was a really cool announcement. It was a pretty decent game to show off DSiWare too.
That was a good step in the right direction. This was also the year where they came out, and Iwata was like, "There are three types of people: those who never play games, those who might, and those who do." Wasn't that whole thing? And they showed that lady just with like the giant word "never" standing with her arms crossed. The giant made fun of it. Oh god, that was hilarious.
They showed off WarioWare DIY, which came out this year.
Really?
Yeah. Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks, which was announced at that show for the DS, which was a very, very cool Zelda game.
And they announced a lot of games at that show.
A sequel to Wind Waker. Well, it's a sequel to Phantom Hourglass, which is a sequel to Wind Waker, Will.
Wait, Spirit Tracks is a sequel to Wind Waker?
No, Spirit Tracks is a sequel to Phantom Hourglass, which is a sequel to Wind Waker.
Oh, okay.
See? So, and then the vitality sensor.
Ah, yes. That thing's...
you can't say it's...
Yeah.
Give me that mic. What are you talking about, Shelby? He turned into a snake for saying it was a...
So, yes, we did get the announcement of the vitality sensor, and I would expect we're going to see a whole lot more about that this year.
Want to check my vitality?
They did show off a big trailer for Wii Sports Resort, which was actually coming out in July of 2009. And you got a big montage of some of the games that would be coming out for that game.
That's Derek going crazy, by the way. He's just going beep, beep, beep.
And you got to see some gameplay montages for Darkside Chronicles, The Conduit, Dead Space Extraction, and then they showed off what would be the first time in a long time you got two Mario games on the same console, because they showed off some footage for Mario Galaxy 2 at E3 2009.
I got that game.
I've played that game. And then the part of the show that Shelby, I think, was most excited about, the trailer for Metroid Other M.
I am Shelby, and yes, I was excited about that.
Shelby, your voice has changed a little bit there.
Yeah, I don't know why Shelby sounds so weird.
And Shelby, weren't you telling me not too long ago about your experience watching E3 2009 when this trailer came on?
Yeah, I was watching it at work, there you go. I was really working hard that day. But at work, I got really crappy internet, so... It was chugging really bad, and right towards the end of the show, Reggie said, "We'd like to make one more announcement." And he kind of walked off stage, and it started the trailer with, like, the asteroids flying through space, whatever, and it says Project M presents, you know, plus Nintendo or whatever. And the video started chugging right when the spaceship blows up when asteroids hit it. So I just kind of, like, got a freeze frame of an explosion in space, and then I get, like, a freeze frame of a spaceship, and then it just, like, sits there for a while. And then I see... a pixelated freeze frame of something that resembles some sort of weird alien, and then I just see the colors, red, gold, and yellow, kind of arranged in the right order. I'm like, is that Samus? And then the next freeze frame I get is Metroid Other M, and I about went nuts.
So, yeah, there you go. And we're going to get that game later this year, so you're finally going to get your chance to play that game. So
I can't wait.
But yeah, E3 2009 was definitely, for Nintendo fans, a lot better of a show than E3 2008. You got a ton. You got two Mario games announced. You got Zelda, and you got Metroid all in the same show. And so, you know, people definitely said that was Nintendo, and that's what they wanted to see from E3 2008.
So, are we going to talk about this year now?
No, we're not going to talk about this year. We're going to do that next week.
Darn you.
Because the podcast next week will come out the day before E3, so we're going to do our predictions then of what we want to see. And we're going to have a staff roundtable on the site of some of our predictions and thoughts of what we want to see at E3. That will be up on next Friday.
So if you can't wait to hear us talk about it, you know, live, you can just read what we have to say before then.
Yes. So, there you go. But I would imagine the conversation will be a little bit better live than it will be looking at it on the website.
Sneak peek right now. I want to see Wii Music 2 right now.
You, sir, are not going to be allowed on the show next week. So there you go. That's just a little bit of a quick recap of E3 2008 and E3 2009 to get you kind of reminded of what the last couple of years we've seen from Nintendo. And so next week we're going to talk about our predictions for E3 2010. So send us your predictions for things you want to see, things you're pretty sure you're going to see, things you would like to see, things you don't want to see, like Wii Music 2. And we'll talk. We'll read your thoughts on the air as well as our thoughts next week. But that's going to end our discussion for E3, and let's move on to the question block.
Wait, we're going to read their thoughts as our thoughts? Is that what you said?
No, we're going to read their thoughts as their thoughts, and we're going to give our thoughts.
Okay, I don't think that's what you said, but...
Oh, well, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah, we got it recorded, so we can prove it.
That's true, we can run the tape back. But let's move on to the question block, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
Go. Question block from episode 23. Our theme at last week was racing games. And the first question was the music question. And the music that you heard and you're hearing right now was... Anybody?
A song by Derek Miller called We Are One that was sung in Duncan, Oklahoma last night. That's right.
No, that's not right.
But we were in concert. Yeah!
It was the theme song from the greatest racing track ever, Baby Park. From Mario Kart Double Dash.
What? I disagree. The greatest racing track of all time is Follow That Dolphin.
No.
What's funny is when I found this song for the podcast this week, I listened to it at first. I thought, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like Baby Park. And then I realized why. I wasn't hearing the shuffle of you picking up the things and like all the explosions from the bombs and the shells and everything. And I was like, oh, I guess that really is the music. I just usually don't hear it because there's too much stuff going on.
Yeah.
Well, not to mention there's not enough cursing.
The game's rated E. I don't think there's any cursing in it.
No. When like Will drops a bunch of bananas and running over them and run into a wall and can't get off the wall and, you know.
Hey,
remember that time I turned it on mirror mode and everybody turned right when you were supposed to left? That was awesome.
Question two. In what game does the following quote appear? Follow that dolphin.
Yeah!
Anybody know what game is that from?
Yes, I know.
Well, what is it?
Wave Race 64.
You are correct, sir.
I win the money.
You can keep your job for another week. We'll bring you back. There you go. Question three. What racing game stars characters named Rowdy Burns and Cole Trickle?
Derek's going to take this one.
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't know the answer, Derek?
Days of Thunder?
You are correct.
Actually, Shelby was correct.
Oh. I was going to say, you have to have seen that movie if you're related to me. because it's a good movie.
No, I've seen the movie. I just don't remember.
Okay.
Seen it in a long time.
Question 4. Items like rulers, pool tables, magnets, cereal, and skateboards appear in what Nintendo 64 racing game?
Derek almost has it. Hold on.
Is it on the tip of your tongue?
He's laughing. Hold on. He was ready to answer. He was like, and then he burst out laughing. Tell me, Derek. Micro Machines
64 Turbo. Yes, that is.
He got that right on his own.
He's 2 for 2 that he's answered so far now.
Is that the official title, Micro Machines
64 Turbo?
Really?
Yep.
It's called Micro Machines V3 on PlayStation. That's weird.
Well,
because
it was on the 64, it had to have 64 in the title somewhere.
Yeah, but why not 64 V3?
I don't know. I didn't make the game.
No, it was version 3. It was the third Micro Machines game.
And then the last question from last week. Greg Proops and Sylvester Stallone provide voices for what GameCube racing game?
I don't know.
That sounded like an I know the answer to that laugh.
Well, you may be mistaken, but you might not.
I think you were just laughing kind of like I do every time I hear the name Proops, just because it sounds like poops.
That is the kind of humor you get on this show. So, but what is the answer? Anybody?
I believe it is Driven.
It is Driven, a game that I have never played.
I owned it. That's right, I did own it.
Do you and still own it? Okay.
No, I do not. I traded it, Tetris Worlds, and Rayman Arena for Time Splitters 2.
Was that a good trade?
Oh, maybe. I bought Rayman Arena at 3 a.m. and I sold it, or I traded it for Time Splitters 2 about 11 a.m.
All right.
You told this story like last week or the week before on the podcast. It's a good story.
So those are your answers to last week's questions. And then this week, as you can always do, you can send in your answers to the questions to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. We will enter you in the contest. This is new month. This is the first week of June. So the slate is completely clean. Everybody starts back at zero. We'll keep your answers for the entire month. The person with the most correct answers at the end of the month will win a WiiWare or virtual console game of their choice up to 1,000 points. And this is unfortunately only available to people who live in North America. So if you live outside of North America, you can answer the questions, but I can't send you any games.
I tell you what, if you live outside of North America, if you have some sort of idea how we might possibly be able to get you a game, send us an email on how you can do that so we can enter in people. Because we've been trying to figure this out. We haven't figured out a solution yet.
That's right. Possibly sending points cards, but I don't know. If that's a solution, we'll definitely entertain that so we can open up the contest to people outside of the United States as well. But
as we always say, the ultimate solution is just send us a Wii from your region, and then, hey, we'll hook you up.
There you go. So the theme for episode 24's question block is soccer. We're going to talk about soccer games. And the first question is, as always, the music question, and you will hear the song right now. Tell me what song that was that you heard. And then question 2. Before it was called Pro Evolution Soccer, what was Konami's soccer franchise known as in North America? No, it wasn't foosball. I haven't played a good electronic version of foosball ever.
Michael Jordan's football?
It could be. Yes, because
baseball.
No, he's a terrible baseball player. We've already established that.
But he's an awesome soccer player.
That is quite possible.
He's good at Looney Tunes.
Is that a sport?
It should be. It's an Olympic event.
That's true. I remember that event.
You do?
Oh.
I thought it was the Laugh Olympics, not the Looney Tune Olympics.
What the heck are you talking about?
You never watched the Laugh Olympics? It was the old Hanna-Barbera show.
You've been taking Mario drugs, Tony?
Yes, I have. Question 3. What game was part of the Japanese Kunio-kun series and allowed up to 4 people to play together using the NES 4 score?
Friday the 13th.
That's not a soccer game.
Mega Man 6 that Tony sold me for $15.
You bought my lunch this week.
And your Mega Man 6. Level 6 now!
There you go. But that is not the answer. So.
There's 11 original Mega Man games.
I only count the NES versions.
There's 11?
Yeah, Mega Man and Bass.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, you watch what you're talking. I know what I'm talking about.
Is that the prequel?
Yes, it is. Question 4. What Super Nintendo soccer game started with the same character as every member of the team, and in order to get other players on your team, you had to beat them in a game of soccer?
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
No.
Mario Kart?
Mario Kart Soccer. Yes, that is the answer.
Excite Bike 64 soccer mode.
They did have a soccer mode in Excite Bots, didn't they?
I don't know, there's one Excite Bike 64.
There you go.
That's the next question. Stop giving away answers.
It is not. Question 5. What game, released only in Europe, featured a famous soccer player and soccer-style gameplay mechanics in a platforming game?
That's Michael Jordan Soccer.
Yes. Because Michael Jordan was huge in Europe as a soccer player.
You're not going to get huge in Europe as anything else.
David Hasselhoff soccer?
That's only popular in Germany.
Oh.
Slow motion.
David Hasselhoff.
Yay!
Oh, poor David Hasselhoff. He's not on America's Got Talent anymore.
What is it with Will and really bad impressions tonight?
Was that supposed to be David Hasselhoff saying yay to his own name? Or
David Hasselhoff in the movie SpongeBob the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was in that movie.
And he put SpongeBob and Patrick between his... In his chest.
Keep BGM pulling the mic away.
All right, so there you go. 5 questions for the question block. Send your answers if you want to enter the trivia contest to podcast@nintendo-oki.com for your chance to win that WiiWare or Virtual Console game up to 1,000 points. If you want to send us any other kind of feedback, questions, comments, whatever, you can send those to podcast@nintendo-oki.com. You can head on over to our forums at nintendo-oki.justforum.net and leave us a comment in the podcast thread there. You can join our Facebook group. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. Or you can send us a snail mail if you really want to. I'm not going to give you my address. You have to look that up on your own.
To stalk you?
If I'm that popular and they really want to stalk me, go ahead.
There you go. Tony is pro-stalker, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I'm pro-soccer, not pro-stalker.
Yeah, stalkers aren't fun, I know.
You're not a professional soccer player.
No, I'm not.
You said you're a pro-soccer.
I didn't say I'm a pro-soccer player. I said I'm pro-soccer.
Well, see, now I can't trust the thing you said.
Oh, well, you know. So, but yeah, you can send us any of your comments and feedbacks to any of those places. We'll respond to you. We'll put you on the podcast if you're funny enough or you're clever enough or you have a question for us. If you're one of my long-lost relatives like Derek, maybe we'll have you on the show next week. I don't know. There you go. But with that, I think we'll say goodbye for another week until episode 25.
I'm pretty sure those aren't the lyrics.
Yeah, I think you're correct on that.
I like how when he passed by his mouth, he actually got louder anyway.
Like, yeah, I did the Doppler effect thing while doing the Doppler effect thing. Yeah, I realized that.
And we got Call of Duty World at War with their microphone making echoes in my headphones that I can hear. Okay, there we go.
that's my what? That's my favorite mode of Call of Duty.
the echo mode?
Wait, I don't mean to stop you, but Will, do you know a girl named Amy Steele? She keeps sending you messages.
Yeah, no. I do not.
Okay, I don't know how to get her to stop. Sorry. Go on with the show.